The Holy Gospel according to John, the 13th chapter. Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly, I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Tonight, on this Monday, Thursday, I would like to draw your attention to everyone's favorite subject, your feet. As we just heard, the Gospel of John tells us that Jesus, having loved his own who were in the world, loved them to the end. And then, in a moment that turns the world upside down, Jesus gets up from the table, takes off his outer robe, wraps a towel around himself, pours water into a basin, and begins to wash the feet of his disciples. It seems like such a simple act, and yet it is one of the most powerful revelations of who God is, because those very feet that Jesus kneeled before are not clean. They are not clipped, filed, exfoliated, or moisturized. They are quite the opposite. They are worn. They are dusty. And they are cracked. These are the same feet that have followed Jesus for 3 years. Feet that walked away from tax booths and fishing nets when he first called them. Feet that had stumbled along the long road from Galilee to Jerusalem. Feet that would soon scatter in fear. Feet that would carry Peter into denial and Judas into betrayal. And still, knowing all of that, Jesus kneels. Frederick Buechner once said, "Generally speaking, if you want to know who you really are, as distinct from who you like to think you are, keep an eye on where your feet take you." Tonight, Jesus shows us exactly where God's feet have taken him. Not to a throne, not to a pedestal, but to the floor, to a basin, to the dust and the grime of human life. If you think about it, our feet tell the story of our lives. The average person takes about 7,500 steps a day. Over a lifetime, that adds up to more than 200 million steps, the equivalent of walking around the earth five times. Every step bearing weight, absorbing shock, keeping us balanced, pushing us forward. Our feet carry us through ordinary days and extraordinary moments. They take us to places of joy and places of sorrow. They take us toward love and sometimes away from it. And tonight, Jesus takes hold of those very feet. In the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus serves by feeding and healing and casting out demons. But in the Gospel of John, Jesus serves in a different way. He takes off his outer robe. He kneels. He washes. He does not wash himself. He washes his followers. And then he says to them, "You also ought to wash one another's feet." This is not just an act of kindness. It's a revelation. It's a window into the very heart of God. Because the saving work of Christ is not just about what happens on the cross tomorrow. It's about the whole of his life. The birth and the baptism, the teaching and the healing, the body and the blood, the basin and the towel, the life and the death. Salvation looks like this: God on his knees, loving us to the end. And notice when this happens, Jesus knows that the hour has come. He knows what is waiting for him. The betrayal is already in motion. The cross is already looming. And yet, he gets up from the table. That very phrase, "he got up," or a better translation is, "he arose." It's important. It echoes resurrection language. This rising from the table, the movement toward the basin and the towel, is in no way, shape, or form weakness. It is quite the opposite. It is strength. It is not defeat. It is a foretaste of the resurrection itself. Because in the kingdom of God, glory looks like this: not domination, but service. Not self-promotion, but self-giving. Not grasping for power, but pouring oneself out in love. Jesus, in this very moment, shows us that true power is not in rising above others, but in humbly kneeling before them. And here is the part that should stop all of us in our tracks. Jesus washes all of their feet. Even Judas. Even the one who will betray him. Jesus does not withhold his love. He does not draw a line and say, I will serve these ones, but not that one. The love of Jesus is not selective. It is not conditional. It is not reserved solely for the deserving. It is given freely, extravagantly, and at times, even painfully. Which means that when Jesus says, love one another as I have loved you, he's not giving us a simple suggestion. He's giving you and me a command that stretches beyond our comfort, beyond our instincts, beyond our very limits. Jesus calls you and me to love like this, to kneel, to serve, to love even when it costs us something, to love even those we would rather not love at all. This is the mission and the strategy of the church. And here is the genius of it all. Everyone can do it. Everyone. You don't need a title. You do not need a degree. You do not need power or privilege. Whatever your age, your background, your status, every single one of us here can pick up a towel. And every single one of us can serve. Every single one of us can love. So this act of foot washing is more than a ritual. It is more than simply a feel-good story in history. It is a powerful and radical message to the entire world about how to love. So I want you to do me a favor. Don't worry, I'm not going to ask you to take your shoes off. But what I would like you to do is I'd like you to look at your feet. Go ahead, look at them. I can see up here. Look at your feet. In your life, where have your feet taken you? Toward whom have they carried you? Or perhaps led you away? Have they led you into places of love and service? Or have they kept you at a distance from those who need you most? And perhaps even more importantly, can you imagine letting Jesus wash your feet? Peter resists. Peter's uncomfortable. This feels too intimate, too humbling, too exposing, to be sure. And maybe we can understand that as well. Because to have our feet washed is to admit that we are in need, that we ourselves are vulnerable, that we are not as put together as we would like to appear. That is exactly where this night meets us, at the basin, at the table, at the place where Jesus gives himself not only in water, but in bread and wine, his body, his blood, given for you. This is who God is. The one who gets up from the table. The one who kneels in the dust. The one who takes your tired, worn, wandering feet into his hands and washes them deeply with love. And then at the end, he looks at you and says, now go, do the same. Keep an eye on your feet. Keep an eye on where your feet take you. My hope and prayer is that they lead you into the very places where you and your love and your humanity and your mercy are needed most. Let it be so. Amen.